Welcome to the Toy Podcast, episode 3. Yay!
Week 3.
As you all probably know by now, I'm Mr. Konata Izumi.
I am Skeletor.
I'm Ramsey Fever, a.k.a. Action Master Anonymous.
And our guest
special
for the
guest
week.
This week.
Check my bad self, it's Theo. How you doing?
Yay!
Hi!
Wait, we gotta do this. Dun.
Oh, that thing.
Aren't we gonna edit that in?
Yeah, we
yes.
Are. Awesome. So.
Maybe I won't send it to you.
Oh. Is this when you have to do it a cappella? Because
yes.
I will.
Do it now. That was really good.
Yay!
So
I guess we'll jump right in with a little bit of news this week. We want to do things a bit differently. We're going to do a mid-podcast rotational cast. We're going to do just us and the special guest for now. And then we're going to do a second part with an entirely new cast talking about other things that aren't Thew and Transformers. So,
and
that'll be fun.
But our new placement cells will still be on the chat trying to put them in check.
Yes.
We'll make sure everybody's cool.
Yes.
Awesome.
So let's start in right away with news.
Transformers 3 Shenanigans. There are rumors that Megan Fox's character will die, and that Roberto Urchi and Alex Kurtzman have quit.
Now, I'd like to comment on Urchi and Kurtzman. I don't think they're quitting because... I think they're quitting mainly because of Star Trek 12.
Well... With how long it would take them to write, if they want to try and get Transformers 3 on board, like, right away with the time frame that they've given themselves, then it would be understandable because that would conflict. But if, for whatever reason, they do like they did with the writer's strike and have Bay do his little screenplay summary thing and then have them come in and clean it up, they could still do it, maybe.
Well, they also kind of, like, on the board for Don Murphy, one of the producers for Transformers, that's where they announced that they weren't writing TF3. They also said that they kind of felt like Bay abused the script, which is predictable.
And understandable.
I was going to say, I think that they actually did get someone else, a core writer for, like, quite a few years. And they got him on board as the writer for Transformers 3.
For Transformers 2, they brought on a guy named Aaron Kruger, who I looked up his resume, and I don't have any exactions, but the dude has made some terrible movies that are very fitting of his last name.
Like Transmorphers?
I don't know if they're that level, but they are some pretty terrible movies. And that guy co-wrote TF2 and is going to be single-handedly, at this point, writing TF3, which has me shaking in my underwear.
At this point, it's turning into nothing but visual pornography, so...
Well, okay. They're going to kill off Megan Fox in a quote-unquote gory fashion, so I can see that.
Only if they bring back Alice.
You see, my theory is now, it's like, why are they, like... I this is starting to look like more and more like a slasher flick now. Jesus Christ, I really hate those stupid movies.
Well, on the upside, if it turns into a slasher flick, we have obligatory tits, we've got drug use, and now giant robots. We could form an entirely new genre here.
Giant killer robots?
Slasher mecha.
Yes.
Well, that sort of explains why all of a sudden we hear Optimus Prime scream, "Give me your face."
So I guess
we need
next
some
topic.
Input. No. Phew, what do you think?
I think the writing in the last two movies has been terrible anyway, so whoever they could get a bunch of fucking chimps to write it and they come out the same.
You know, it's shocking that the guys who wrote both movies also wrote Star Trek 11. Star Trek 11 was pretty excellent.
I loved it. I thought it's like one of my top movies of this year.
I
haven't seen it.
I think I might be alone in actually liking Transformers 2, but oh well.
I liked it. I thought it was a good movie for bros.
Yeah, it's a good movie, like... but the story isn't good, the writing isn't good, the robots are cool, and that's pretty much, that's what you're going to see, for Christ's sake.
Exactly. Some... I went to see both movies at midnight to yell, oh shit, Optimus Prime, here come the Autobots. I didn't go see, I knew I wasn't going in to see a movie where I was going to come out saying, huh, that was like District 9 in terms of story quality.
This has changed my life.
I wasn't expecting that either, but it's like, I could expect them to do a lot better with it. That's my opinion.
Well, we'll see what happens with Transformers 3. Maybe he'll bring on a competent writer.
It's like,
I don't know. It could be worse. They could bring Lucas on.
Oh, no!
Oh, not just that. They bring in George Lucas and Stephen King.
Whoa. Jesus Stephen Christ. King?
I can keep going with this. Stephen King, and then they resurrect also Michael Crichton from the grave.
Hey, I like Crichton's work. You watch your tongue.
You want to take this outside, young man?
I hold mob powers. I will hold that over you. Yeah, that's what I thought. So...
get you next time, Skeletor!
So, what do you think? That's right, you two aren't talking. So, that was pretty straightforward. Disney label.
All right, so next topic is... And
well, actually, let's hear Thu's thoughts on Megan Fox getting killed.
Oh, we completely ignored that, yeah.
Oh, they should kill her 6 times. They should kill her in stages. Am I wrong, though?
Not at all. No, she's kind of a useless character.
What does she contribute?
Which Decepticon should get the honors?
No, I'm telling you, they need to have Alice come back, kill Megan Fox, wear her skin, and then you can kill Alice wearing Megan Fox's skin and see Megan Fox die on screen twice.
Yay!
Yes! Yes! You should write the fucking movie.
She can go back to doing shitty movies about succubi.
That's what that was about?
Yes, it was.
All I saw was her being weird demon-y, and I was like, I don't want to see this movie.
All I saw was, oh, they're exploiting sex with monsters. Okay. But it was about succubi.
So. Oh my god, really?
And I love how the bitch complains, oh, I don't act enough in those movies. You don't act in anything else either. You don't act. Period.
No, you want to act, you get an acting movie, not an action movie.
You wear makeup and you try to keep your toe thumbs out of the picture.
As it is, she's pretty much being typecast as the obligatory tits for the film. I mean, Jonah Hex, what's the first promo shot we get? Her in a corset.
And you know what? That was the greatest shot of all time.
She's not that good looking, actually.
I was disappointed with the lack of proper scarring on Jonah Hex. But anyway, we're getting off topic.
Thu's European. I'm sure he's got a better taste in women than Megan Fox.
She just looks like every other chick, you know. They could cast anybody in that role.
For me, that's what we like to call here in the United States a brown bag special.
Wow.
Elaborate.
You know, you're with a girl, you know, she's butt ugly, but man, you just want to, like, do it.
Oh, yeah,
and
thing.
It's like you have to put a bag over her face just so you won't, yeah.
You'd also have to put a bag over her hand so that you don't see those grotesque thumbs of hers.
No, you put her in mittens, like the chicken mittens that the other mother wears in Coraline. You cut a hole in the paper bag, and you're set.
Okay, next topic, please, Skeletor.
All right, so the next
Donald Duck, Disney label, Transformers. Delayed?
Yes. I'm not going to buy it anyway because it's expensive. And, they're neat, but I don't have that kind of money.
When you get an Oswald Galvatron, then I'll care. I just have
Oswald Galvatron, Goofy Ironhide, Pete Megatron that turns into a Metal Slug-style tank.
No, you guys are missing the greatest character ever, the Phantom Blob as Starscream.
Oh!
What about the Seven Dwarves as Devastator?
Oh, nice.
seriously,
what would his vehicle form be?
Snow White.
Yeah.
No, wait, no, seven dwarves. You'd have to buy them all separately. Okay, that makes sense. And because it's seven, it would be Movie Devastator.
And they would all turn into excavators.
Hi-ho!
Nah, Dopey would be the cement. Dopey would be Mixmaster.
Oh yeah, because he's the one that doesn't do his job.
Grumpy would be Rampage, because it just makes sense.
I can't argue Grumpy with this.
Surely Grumpy would be Bone Crusher.
Because he hates everything. Brilliance, brilliance. So we honestly don't seem to care about Donald being delayed?
No, nope. I think it's neat that he comes with a skateboard.
Wait, wait. Oh, that's right. Skateboard, yeah. It's like the whole issue of why do giant robots that turn into vehicles need spaceships? Why does a robot that turns into a car need a skateboard?
Why does Flash...
Because buy it.
Why? Okay, my question is, why would a giant space robot with a vehicle have giant snorkels on his eyes?
I don't get that either. Why does he have giant diving goggles?
Yeah, what's he afraid of? Water getting into his optics? Doesn't he just seal them anyways?
Do robots even swim?
Wouldn't they just... Well, yeah, they do.
They had an underwater base in G1, didn't they?
Yeah, but that wasn't swimming as much as it was just walking under the water and then using your jets to get out of the water. Oh.
G1 was funny sometimes.
Hey, do you remember that time when they destroyed Optimus Prime and they spread his bodies all over New York?
I don't, actually.
It was a crappy episode.
So, this next bit of news is unfortunately sort of not as good for Theo. The TRU exclusive G1 reissues are out in the United States of America.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, Scepter.
Yes.
I can actually confirm that one.
Yeah, you keep seeing all of these exclusive reissues at all your local Trues. That's not even fair. Also,
well,
where's that?
It's coming from Prime Guy. He's playing something. Stick him out.
La 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 la.
Anyways, so I was at Toys R Us actually yesterday, which one we'll talk about haul. I'll talk about what I got. But while I was there, I saw the figures. I saw these reissues of the Insecticons and the Perceptor. $34.99 each.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I was like, the label actually said it was gonna be $39.99, and I was like, no. At a couple of dollars difference, I was like, that's pretty good.
It's reasonable, if nothing else. Would you pay £34 for a Perceptor?
£34 for a Perceptor?
Yeah.
I buy 10.
Hmm.
Do you think those reissues are coming out in Europe? I mean, I wouldn't doubt it, but...
Well, they better. Are we very close?
Because the Insecticons are really kind of a good deal. It's three G1 Deluxes in one box for that price.
So the Insecticons are the same price as Perceptor?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, all right then.
And they have the chrome and everything.
Is Perceptor big? Is he particularly big?
He's like pretty mega size, I guess.
Yeah. Is he like the size of a microscope?
He's certainly bigger than the other microscope.
He's the size of it. He's actually around the size of a deluxe, like fully transformed. So you're pretty much getting a little bit like, since you're getting reissued, you're paying for the premium of the reissue.
Well, it's not, you know, considering how much the Insecticons go for in box, it's not that much of a premium.
Yeah. But then, you gotta wonder if they're buying the Insecticons for that price because they want the G1 Insecticons, or they want the figures. Because they might be buying it for the title and going, ooh, look at this, I have this, I'm better than you, as opposed to, ooh, these are cool, I'm gonna play with them.
Big bombshell.
I would actually buy it just for opening up and stuff. That's my belief in things.
I would buy Perceptor to play with him. Thu?
Yeah, absolutely. What other reason is there to buy a Transformer?
Thank you so much.
Internet high five.
I'm tossing a bro fist at you through the Skype.
I'm feeling it. It's all there.
Awesome.
My guys, I think I bro fist my screen too hard and I broke the screen again.
As long as the audio works, that's all we need.
Okay. Peace. Alright.
So, I guess, next topic, a bunch of toy stores in the U.S. decided to restock while the DVD's coming out, and all the neat exclusives are out over here. Like, all the Universe repaints at Walmart, and Fury of Fear swoop set at Walmart, and the Gathering at Nemesis set, and the Minicon sets, and all those type of things. They're out now.
I saw all of those except for any Target exclusives they may have announced.
Yeah, Target's kind of late. Target is coming out with Leo Prime, but they haven't announced when.
Alright, I will say this now, because I need to make my opinion known. Anytime you had seen the Shattered Glass Prime saying that Hooligan is a faggot, that was me, because I think Hooligan is a bit of a gay.
And then, yeah, Fear Swoop is kind of weird, and I looked at it in the store, and the mold is just so terrible.
Of all of the jets they could have taken from the movie line, why? Ugh, they could have done a breakaway repaint, and that would have been amazing.
I would have loved that, to have three breakaways.
That's the thing, I agree, because I look at it, and it's like, really? Thrust? And we could have, even then, I wouldn't even buy it, because it's $29.99. You pay $29.99 for a crappy first movie toy that don't really give a damn for the first place, and Tiger Stripes.
Well, don't forget, you're also getting Legends figures, like one of the twins.
Yeah, you get Herp but no Derp.
And you get Sideswipe, which is okay, because he's not that great of a Legends.
Yeah,
is this the one that's a repaint of Dreadwind?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one that I really just have never wanted.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it.
And now they're painting him in Tiger Stripe.
Oh, well, that's incredible. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's Hasbro for you. It's like, okay, we got this overstock of toys out here we need to repaint. Deal with Tiger Stripes. Now.
Yeah, Dreadwind was probably an example of, holy crap, we have so many of this toy. I'm just waiting for them to come out with MP Skywarp.
I'd like Halo in Tiger Stripes.
That?
Halo in Tiger Stripes. I'd buy that. I have a picture from when the movie line was kind of winding down into AllSpark line. And I have a picture of two different parts of my Walmart. One of those end caps, the aisle, and like a miscellaneous kind of like a thing in the middle of the aisle outside of the Transformers aisle. All three places were nothing but Payload. I have pictures. It's hilarious.
Wow, poor old Payload.
It's like walking into the Star Wars section. Yarna Delgargan. Yarna Delgargan. Destro! Yarna Delgargan.
Destro!
Someone put the wrong toy in a package. My god!
It's okay, horrible.
Okay, so I guess that's it for news, so we can move on to questions from the board. Let me find some that are interesting.
Have questions?
They're all about my beard.
Of course.
Okay, I'll ask the ones about the beard, because the beard ones are fun. Where are they? Do you ever hide Minicons in your beard?
Sometimes I find Minicons in there. It's like, you know, just cleaning my teeth.
So that's
for
the third part.
Thunderblast, what are you doing?
It's like, so that's where the Skyboom shield went.
Yeah. The Requiem Blast is in there somewhere, I'm sure.
You don't miss it.
And then we have a question from Kid Kate on the IRC. Can your beard beat up those of Chuck Norris and Billy Mays combined?
Yes. It can beat them up with its hair fists.
hair fits.
That's what I said. I'm sorry, that was rubbish.
Fist no, that's chin hair. Awesome. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Okay.
let me refresh. Have you ever given your sideburns nicknames?
Yeah, the left one's Herp, the other one's Derp.
okay, going back to the board. What Transformer are you most excited about getting a hold of in the coming months?
Oh my,
And he says not movie Bludgeon, but you don't seem to be a very big fan of the RTF line, so I didn't figure it would be movie Bludgeon.
Yeah, but Bludgeon, Jesus Christ, it looks awesome. I mean, apart from that, I'd still like to get a Jetfire. He looks kind of nice. But, Dirge,
the animated stuff?
Actually, I think Dirge looks pretty awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just so ugly. That's... I mean, if you've seen that thing, it's like a mutant. But I gotta have him. Because, look at him. I mean, I'm in love with him.
He is totally like a mutant conehead thing.
He is. And the jet mode's adorable. I just want to give it a cuddle and tell him it's alright, you know.
Okay. We already know the answer to this one. Do you collect any other toys other than just Transformers?
Nope.
Just
dedication.
I know, I'm terrible. But, not necessarily. If I did start, then I'd have no money ever. And that would mean I wouldn't be able to eat cookies, and I wouldn't be into that.
Have you ever shaved?
No. Not once. Not ever. It's not true.
What is your favorite line or era of Transformers toys?
I was pretty big on the classics. They were they kind of pushed all the right buttons, and I can't see
I
that.
I thought you were going to say G2.
Really? Why?
Because you seem to like G2 in your reviews.
I do, yeah. G2 Megatron. He's my darling. But apart from that, I've only got like Jolt and Jetstorm and Megatron, and that's it. I mean, they're all pretty cool, but I don't know if that qualifies them as my favorite.
All right.
Actually, you know, I've got a big place in my heart for Animated. I'm very very fond of Animated.
Yeah, Animated's awesome.
Fact.
Ask him what the secret is to getting people to send you free toys. I think.
I don't know why they do it.
It's gotta be the beard, dude.
It's a combination of the beard and the other beard. I don't know, man. People keep insisting on sending me big presents. I mean, I don't mind.
The beard has persuasive powers.
It does.
It's hypnotic.
You cannot deny it.
We cannot deny it.
It's like it's like inside Dude's beard lies a little man who like persuades Dude to giving him stuff. That failed so bad. Anyway,
post production.
Somebody asks if you're ever going to review ROTF Breakaway. Toy is very fond of Breakaway.
I've noticed that, but no, I don't want him. He looks awful, and I'm sure he understands. I'm sure the Breakaway knows.
And I'm looking at him right now, and he's sad again. That's Breakaway for you. What about Thrust?
Yeah, I'm totally going to go for Thrust, because I'm a sucker for repaints. Everybody knows it. And he's fucking Thrust, man.
Yeah, and that's the thing I was going to say. I saw him at Walmart, and I'm like, this is not a bad repaint. If I had the choice between Breakaway and Thrust, I'd actually go for Thrust more than Breakaway.
Yeah, it's the Breakaway. I mean, the mold looks okay, but the colors are just so, you know, insipid.
And like that was the thing that attracted me. I was like, wow, clashing colors, awesome.
And actually, you know, I've got Thrust, and the red just looks so pretty in real life. It's amazing. He looks like a little Russian jet.
Is he like that jet from the movie where you have to think in Russian, otherwise you can't fly it?
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. It's not like the Night Raven, no.
It's a G.I. Joe reference, if you're wondering there, Thu.
You
actually,
you have to think in Russian to be able to pilot this
plane. No, no, no. Night Raven, you had to think in Gaelic. No, there was a movie in, like, the 70s where this guy was stealing this prototype plane.
Oh! Ooh, now I know what you're... It's Clint Eastwood, right?
I think so.
Hold on. I think I know what you're talking about.
I was close when I said the Night Raven. Gee.
You're only a couple thousand miles off.
Because he had to yell in a different language.
Yeah, he had to actively speak Gaelic. No, this one you had to think in Russian.
Oh.
You had to think in Russian and speak in Gaelic.
That would be the worst plane to pilot. I don't even know.
How would you even... Because when you think of... When you speak, you're thinking of the words you're... It would be impossible.
Maybe if you have Stephen Hawking?
Yes.
I don't even know.
All right, Firefox. So we have other questions.
Firefox is the name of the movie.
Firefox.
I'm sure I've got another here. Let me go back to the Toy Cast room. How do you feel like... how do you feel about customizers?
How do I feel about them?
Yes.
I'm very fond of them all. I'm sure they're lovely people. customizing's cool. I mean, I'm terrible at it, and I'm very jealous of people who are good at it. So
well, that Thundercracker wasn't terrible.
Yeah, but that was just a paint job, man. I mean, I didn't change anything on it.
Well, painting is customizing.
Painting to me is usually the hardest part.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
The actual customizing is just chopping shit up and gluing it back together. The painting is where you have to have skill.
See, that's why I usually buy painted markers at Michael's and just use that.
Gundam.
Or Gundam markers. Anyways, go on.
Well, my thoughts on customizers is... You're all lovely. I don't know. I don't know why people have a problem with customizers. I mean, they're just doing their thing. Unless they start being a dick about it.
God bless you, by the way.
And then a question. Well, I don't know why somebody asked this, but I'm gonna ask it anyway because it's kind of a. Oh wait. There's other questions now that are easier to ask. What male Transformer would you have sexual intercourse with?
Oh my god.
Oh. If I had to bang any Transformer, it'd be Ultra Magnus.
I don't think he can handle that right now.
Ooh, burn.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, I think it would be him. Because he's ultra... What kind of a fucking question is that, anyway?
I don't know. I think
they wanted you to say Rodimus Prime.
Welcome to our user base.
Yep. okay, here's another one. This isn't a question, but tell Thu that I think his beard is sexy. Frowny face.
Frowny face?
Are they ashamed to think it's sexy?
Yeah, does it make them sad?
Maybe it's a man.
Maybe it's Breakaway.
Maybe it's Vangelis. Hey, Vangelis.
Well, whoever it was, they're right.
Indeed. So, I got a question right here. Does light piping turn you on?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it totally does. It does it for me.
I have to agree with you as well. Light piping is like... Ooh.
Typing is bonerific.
I've got a question. If you could have any line create any character, who would it be, which line, and why?
Oh, Christ. I want a classics night beat that isn't a repaint. That's a really boring answer.
No, Nightbeat's interesting. But why do you want him?
Because I didn't think very hard about the answer for that question.
10 seconds.
If I could have any character from any line just created at my whim.
Yeah, like, you are the great omnipotent leader of Hasbro, Takara Tomy. And, you know, you have your big cape, you have your big scepter, and you have your big crown, and you're like, yes, 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 make me a toy of Nightbeat today. Amuse me, my monkeys. Yes.
If I had that power, I think I'd be wasting that power on Nightbeat.
Nightbeat Classics. A new line of nothing but Nightbeat.
Yeah, just Nightbeat and, like, different...
Yes, Nightbeat with a fedora and a big old overcoat. Amuse me. Yes. No.
Damn.
I have a different question. If you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What do you think about Transformers crossovers, either Star Wars or Marvel?
The Star Wars ones, I'm just completely just not interested at all. They all look terrible. I mean, I've had a look at them. I've been kind of tempted by a couple of them, like that Darth TIE Fighter thing. I almost went for that, but I didn't. And it's, what was that thing with the Millennium Falcon that split into Han and Chewie?
Oh my combiner? God, that was awful.
I mean, they just, all of them just look awful. I mean, it's a nice idea, but the toys are just all so ugly. And the Marvel ones, I still think Venom's really cool. But, again, I had a look at the Mighty Thor, just because he's the Mighty Thor. Hello. But did you see it? It was like a fucking early learning center toy. Fucking, yeah. So, in general, I'm quite oblivious to them. But I suppose it was a nice idea, but they could have handled it a lot better.
I still argue that they should just, like, they should, for the Star Wars line, they should just have Star Wars vehicles that transform into Transformer characters.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great. And remember that fucking, the Transformers G.I. Joe thing in the comics? Why hasn't that actually happened yet?
Seriously, why haven't they done the World War II one from fucking IDW?
It's because people would want them to be in scale with the figures, and... That's,
I'm sorry.
Want, but people,
I'm not going to buy a 12-foot Megatron, as awesome as that would be. No.
Actually, I would buy a transforming Prime His Tank that was in scale with my actual figures. I would totally be psyched for that. Like, put my Cobras in it, and then have it transform, and then have the Cobras thrown out. That would be incredible.
Or being crushed inside the vehicle mode.
Ah!
Is that actually, like,
that would be cool.
Inside me.
It's like, yeah, it has to be like red ooze coming off of like every crevice of it.
It'd be a special set, like with the Terminator, cast your own Terminator, except you'd cast them over like grape jelly, and then you transform him and he squishes them, and there's like blood oozing out of him. Yeah, they're never going to make it.
Another question. How long did it take, and this one's from Almighty Loeb, how long did it take you to grow your beard that long?
Oh, another one about the beard! Oh, man! I guess I could grow a beard like this in about a month. But
that's impressive.
I don't know. I wasn't expecting all these questions about my beard, man. I wasn't ready for this.
What would you give to have a Voyager long haul?
I'd give you my fast action battle a long haul.
Hey!
That's a good swap, right?
Yeah.
I was actually just watching the review for that.
This one is from Secret Code on the IRS. Actually, these two, and prepare yourself, it's another one about the beard.
Ah!
Why are you so hardcore?
Why am I so hardcore?
And how can I grow an epic beard?
Just I don't know, a glass of milk and a slice of pizza every day, you'll grow up big and strong.
And as for why are you so hardcore?
In what sense? I'm just made out of man.
This one's from Dongs in the IRC, who will also be joining us in part two. I can't even ask this one.
I'll do it. Is your beard sentient?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's mischievous.
Is your beard a transformer? If so, what does it transform into?
It transforms into, your mom.
Good answer.
I win.
Oh my god, Skeletor, you're gonna have to ask that one. I hate you.
I'm not asking, Jack.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Please.
I'll do it then.
Will your beard kill us all?
In a second.
I guess. And then the final question, I'm going to ask this one just because it's interesting, and since we know you browse toy occasionally, what do you feel about the current state of the board, and what would you personally do to make everybody happy?
I'd make Jin the moderator.
Okay, that's it. We have no audio volumes for you. Good day today, Mr. Stu. You know, we're going to end the show early tonight.
Yeah, I think before the show implodes on itself with Jin hate. And I guess we'll start the close off into part two by discussing going into our regular segment known as Hall Thread. In Hall Thread, we talk about what haul we got this week, and I guess we'll start off with our special guest.
Oh, this week I got Interrogator Barricade, Nightbeat, and Ejector.
Toaster.
What do you think about Ejector? I think I'm not sure about buying him yet.
I think he's hilarious. I mean, he's crap, really, but he's a toaster, dude. And he's a gremlin who's also a toaster.
Is it really that bad of a toy?
Yes, man. I buy an army of them. It's hilarious.
What do you think of Interrogator Barricade?
I had a minor moment with Barricade when he was still in the pack, because he's got that big scope thing on the front, and he was in it was there, like on the front of the car while he was in the pack, and it was on the photo on the back as well, and I thought, am I going to be able to hide that? Is that always going to be there? Am I not going to have like a good car mode? But no, thank Christ, you can take it off. Yes, I'm very fond of him. He's pretty cool. I didn't get Barricade last time, and I've no idea why, but I've actually got him with me right now, and he just won't stand up. His feet are terrible. But apart from that, I think he's pretty nice. Pretty nice.
And I guess I'll go next, because I've actually got a fun one this week. My Walmart was one of those Walmarts that decided, hey, let's blow our load because the DVD's coming out. And I walked into the store, and I saw just every single toy that I've been looking for the last 2 months. It was incredible.
Nice.
And I got myself the Ice Cream Twins, who are incredible and fun and awesome. And I got Jolt, who is literally just so surprisingly fun. He's ugly. He's really ugly, and he's dopey. But, like, he's an electric ninja that has tons of fun articulation and is cool looking, I guess. And he's, like, fun to move around. He's like a giant FAB with articulation. Doesn't look that great, but he's fun to play with. And then I got Thrust, and Thrust is magnificent.
Hey.
Ramses?
You go first, Skeletor.
I got Debt.
Oh, again?
No, I went to get gas on my way to work Tuesday, and Chase was like, oh, hey, we're going to move your charges from here to 2 days from now when you don't have any money. So, yeah.
Y'all need to switch banks, man.
Chase, I totally do.
Chase, especially in California, Chase loves to ruin customers' lives.
This is the first time they've done it to me, but it'll be the last time, so fuck those bastards. Yeah, okay, Ramses, now you go.
I went to Toys R Us, and I picked up G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra, Sergeant Stone. I picked up also... Oh my god, I can't believe I actually found this guy after, like, five, six weeks of looking for this guy. I finally found the Doctor, right? And it was, like, so worth waiting for him. It was, like, all that time waiting, holding my breath, toilet blue, all those times where I had to scream at customer service people in the front desk, all those times where he brought all the boxes out for me, so worth it. So very, very, very worth it.
You just love and rubbing that lemon into my wound, don't you?
I know.
Now the hunt begins for Wave 5. City Strike Snake Eyes is out! Oh my god!
I've seen him! I've seen City Strike Snake Eyes!
Where?
The fucking Walmart in Anaheim off of, Orangewood. But I have never, ever seen the Doctor.
I'm totally gonna look for City Strike Snake Eyes. I am so psyched for that figure. Oh my god.
And I also picked up one last guy as well.
What?
I picked up, you know how last week I was like, I didn't want to buy this UFC toy because it looked all, well, using Thu's words, it looked all daffy looking. Because it looked really daffy. Well, this week I finally picked up one. I picked up Sean Evans, and he's very, very, very good. Like, really well constructed, surprisingly well. Like, if you're a UFC fan and you're also a fan of toys, you have no excuse to not buy these. That's all I'm going to say to you right now.
So, I guess, let me see if there's any more questions, now that we've all talked about our hauls. And if there are no more questions, we can move in to Rage Thread, which is our regular segment where we get angry at stuff. Is anyone angry about something this week?
Oh, I've got plenty to be angry about.
Jeez!
Anyone else?
There was something I was talking to you about, Konata, but I was like, what was it again I was raging about?
I forget.
Hold on, I got the chat log right here from last night.
Do you have any rage?
Angry about anything.
I'm afraid not. I never get angry about anything, ever.
That's awesome. That's how all of toys should be.
Oh, that would be so boring. Imagine if Toy was full of me. Everyone being nice to each other. That'd be awful.
Then again, it would just be Transformers, so...
And that would be great.
I agree, OP. She have nice body, good porn.
Cool story, bro.
Actually, if all of Toy was in Europe, I don't think, like, we'd be talking about the quote-unquote latest toys months after they came out in America. I'm sorry, Thu.
Oh my god, I just got an animated sound wave.
Screw you guys.
I'm sorry. Like, we're getting all these, we talked about exclusives, and I felt bad while talking about them, because I'm like, wait a minute, Thu's not even getting these.
I saw that Nemesis box set the other day, and I thought, oh, I don't want any of those.
You don't want the Fallen on Fire? Yeah.
Well, if I was going to get the Fallen, I'd want the one that was on fire, but I just don't want the Fallen. And I don't want Soundwave or Megatron. You know, fucking 60 quid's worth of Transformers and not a decent Ultimo between them.
That does kind of suck.
It sucks balls.
Well, Soundwave's kind of nifty. Like, his alt mode's kind of daft, but he's really kind of a nifty toy that can do lots of stuff. I only got him because I like him in the game, though.
I want to get the Fallen, but not because he's a Transformer. I want to get him because he looks like the bad guy from the first Bionicle line. Seriously, he looks like the Makuta.
Trying to find that damn thing I was reading, though.
So I guess... I've got nothing to rage about. I'm more like sad thread because I really feel sorry for Europe.
Hey, did I just rage a little bit just then? I think I might have.
You
a
did?
Bit, yeah.
Yes!
Yay!
Yes!
Yay! He shows new emotions.
Skeletor and Ramses. Ramses, if you remembered, Please Don't Be Afraid, and Skeletor. What did you have to be angry about?
Aside from the bank being completely dickish, I'm still raging uncontrollably at the fact that I have yet to find the Doctor. I mean, distribution is so retarded out here. Literally, two streets away, you can have a Walmart that has everything you've ever wanted, and then you go a block north, and they have fucking wave one of the first movie. It's horrible. I've found Paris Pursuit Snake Eyes, the Baronessa found Arctic Snake Eyes. I found City Street.
Arctic Snake Eyes?
Yeah, I found him in a Walgreens.
Hey!
In a Walgreens! I was looking
for future glue. Why are you in a Walgreens?
Walgreens stocks future glue. They're the only place I found that does, but there was none. None to be found. They have the Doctor on the back of their card, but nobody has the Doctor on the pegs. At all. Ever.
Maybe you've got scalper problems, bro.
Then why aren't they scalping the rest of the figures?
Because everybody wants the Doctor. I don't think anyone is particularly looking that hard for Arctic Snake Eyes.
I don't know. I can recognize their card art in my sleep now. It's horrible.
You know, I'd really like it for Arctic Snake Eyes to have a white head sculpt. That didn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very Arctic.
And Ramses, do you remember, or do you just want to begin passing over to part two?
You know what? Popcorn pop part two.
All right. So I guess that's it for part one of the podcast this week. We'd like to thank Thu for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me. Sorry I wasn't funnier.
We're not that funny on our own.
We'll put a laugh track in post-production.
Good so, shit. Before we go, let me just do a double check. Let's see if there's any more last-minute questions for you. Let me see. Oh,
stop
here's one.
Spamming a crappy board.
Yeah, stop spamming your crappy board on Anon Talk, you faggots.
You retarded faggots.
Apparently we're made of pastry.
I'm made of pastry.
What type of pastry?
Hair.
Hair pastry. The best.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, stop with the apologizing. Or I'll bake you a cake made entirely out of the fallen. And it won't even be burning.
Anyway. So I guess that's it for this week then.
Well, first half. Okay, Thu. Anything you wanna, like, anything you want to shill to the audience so we can get to know you better?
Anything I want to show to the audience?
Shill. Like,
product placement.
Product placement?
For, like, your YouTube channel or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys know, but I do these little videos on YouTube about Transformers. So, if you go to YouTube and just search for really, really fucking funny Transformers reviews, then there's a dude there who's me.
Now, I have a question. What's with the YouTube name?
I just looked for that. I got this really weird Asian guy with, like, a really small face.
Yeah, that's him. That's me.
Oh, cool. Sweet. So you can find him at youtube.com/vanja1. Oh, wait.
XSHEANL. Wait, there's no H in that.
There's no H, no. Matrix. Peon.
No?
It's youtube.com/BaruTozaru, and I wanted to ask why the name?
It's from Armored Core.
That
was from the first one. And I just think it's a good name. It's impossible to spell. And that's kind of counterproductive, but I'm stuck with it now, so yeah.
What would your name be if you could have ultimate control over it?
Probably Few.
Oh, and one more question. What are you going to do to YouTube because they switched you to the MyTube system?
Oh, I'm gonna eat their fucking dogs. Do you know how ugly that thing is?
It's awful. Yeah, it's really awful.
Holy shit, they changed mine too!
No!
That thing is really, really awful.
Two strikes again!
Hold on, I have to check mine now. This is stupid.
It's so ugly and unusable. It's really not usable at all. It sucks.
Seriously, look at this. Look at this bullshit. Look at this. It's like, oh! And the worst part, just like a few minutes ago, I was looking at it and it was still perfectly fine.
Yeah, they decided to change them all, and God, they're ugly.
Oh, what?
I can't understand why I got away with it. I didn't think they were going to do mine, but they snuck it up on me about 6 months after they told me they were going to do it.
Eventually, they've got to give you an option, because Facebook even has an option to go back to the old one if you look hard enough. YouTube
can Facebook.
Wait. Grid view? Oh, no, that's stupid. Never mind.
It looks like fucking an Angel Fire website.
At least it doesn't have that crappy MIDI soundtrack.
If only it did.
Oh.
On the upside, at least my front page has Duke Nukem.
Yeah. So I guess with that, we can close off for part one. Again, I'd like to thank Thu. And we'll be leaving everyone except for Skeletor. Skeletor will be rejoining part two, which will consist of a random anonymous named Dongs. Anonymous with the name. How can you even? Prime Guy. Kita, a.k.a. Turn a Face Guy.
And my question is, why are these anonymouses coming in when they're not, like, they're anonymouses now, they're not anonymouses? What the hell's up with that?
Well, I don't know. Sage for trip bags.
Hidden trip bags.
So, anyways, so, you heard the man. Thank you so much to Thu and Miss Maximus.
Thank you much for joining us.
It's all good, man. It's been a hoot.
If we invite you back with a Evangelist double feature, would you be interested?
I would have such a boner for that.
What if we invited you, Evangelist Jin, Queen Catan, and Sean Long at the same time?
You all had to hide behind Sean Long.
The podcast would fall apart.
Or would the rage fuel a creature of insane arcane power? Eldritch horrors brought forth our very rage.
I think Thu's cool with everybody in the end.
Yeah, you're a cool guy, dude. If we haven't told you this right now, we really love your reviews. That's why
Thu's a pretty cool guy and reviews toys and doesn't.
I wasn't afraid of nothing.
He personally made a plea for you to come in, so.
Yeah, I'm mystified as to why he did that, but, you know, fucking thanks.
Much so, Vandalus, if you're out there, deliver on your promise.
Yes, we demand those news that you said you were going to bring us if you were.
No, he said he would spread the podcast more if Thu showed up.
That's right, he did.
I thought that was a promise for more, for Evangelist noobs.
Okay, don't be getting my hopes up.
So, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody else want to say anything?
Shazam.
Nanu Nanu.
Big dicks.
And with that, we'll be back in 10 minutes. Or so, or something. I don't know.
All right.
Okay. Let's get.
I recorded all that, by the way.
Okay. I guess stop recording, Skeletor.
Nigga, you mess. We fly, we fly. Nigga, you mess. We shine, yes, and we shine. Nigga, you mess. Cause your honey is trying to be mine. Step aside and saying, oh my god. Nigga, you mess. We fly, we fly. Nigga, you mess. We shine, yes, and we shine. Nigga, you mess. Cause your honey is trying to be mine. Step aside and saying, oh my god.
Welcome to part two of the Toy Podcast. I am your temporary host, Skeletor. I have with me...
I'm Dongs. Hi.
And I'm Ramsey Rivera, a.k.a. Action Master Anonymous.
And returning from part one, we have...
Is it me?
Yes!
Yes, it's me! My name's Thu. How you doing?
It's Thu! My...
So the first item on our agenda for part 2 is the Toy Story 3 trailer.
I enjoyed it.
I still haven't seen it, but I'll tell you this much. Any movie with Michael Keaton warrant of, like, an Oscar worthy of an Oscar.
Wait, Michael Keaton's in this?
Michael
yes.
Keaton's in Toy Story 3?
Who's he playing?
Ken.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That is Batman Ken.
Oh.
If that's the most awesome thing, it's like any movie with Michael Keaton, I'll watch it and I'll be like, yes, he deserves an Oscar.
Michael Keaton is definitely an A-list actor, but fucking Ken? You couldn't cast him as, like, I don't know, Portuguese Buzz Lightyear or something?
Portuguese Buzz Lightyear.
Oh,
knockoff
Buzz
Lightyear.
It's like El Buzzo Lightyero.
No, it'd be more like...
El Buzzo Lightyero.
Dark Century. Or some odd...
Space Helmet Man.
Phantom Spaceman.
Phantom Spaceman.
Fighting Blast Guy.
You still alive?
Anyways, so I haven't seen it yet, but does anybody else have any other opinions about the trailer?
I like that they're attempting to age the main character with the audience, with Andy going to college. This fits the aging scheme of some of the people who saw Toy Story in theaters. Whether this will have any play on the intended audience, or if it's just going to be in the same vein as the previous movies, I don't know, since the action does seem to switch to a kindergarten at some point throughout the movie. Or a daycare, whatever the hell you want to call it. Little kids.
Yeah. I have to agree with Skeletor here.
You're damn right you do.
I agree. I like the whole aging aspect because it, you know, contrasts with us toy soldiers and whatnot being old people with neck beards in college.
It counterpoints the surrealist metaphor of the underlying purpose.
You put it in better words than I could ever hope to.
Go ahead.
What was that?
I wonder if that scalper from the first movie is going to come back.
The second movie, you mean? The customizer was the first movie.
No, I mean the, he was in the second, too. That's right. Sorry.
I wouldn't really call that customizing.
Yeah, that
wasn't really a customizer.
He just chopped shit up and glued it together. And he dry brushed
it. I used to do that. Yeah, and dry brushed it. And then put it on
the bay.
Did you guys ever used to do that thing where you fill up a glass with water and then put a toy in it and then freeze it?
I've done that!
Like in Demolition Man.
I did that with my Chewbacca. I had a first release Chewbacca, and I chewed on him and froze him and wrapped him in foil and buried him, and I don't know where he is now.
You chewed on Chewbacca.
Can you hear it?
Wow, man, meta.
He was delicious.
Hey.
It tasted like a shit, but...
I hear some Mittenbachbag crying really hard right now.
Yeah. Keep in mind, this was the 1973 Chewbacca.
Dude.
Old person.
He tastes... Oh, God, what is that flavor?
I'm sorry, if it looks like I'm distracted, I'll stay quiet because I'm watching Kamen Rider W as we're doing this.
Double!
You're watching Double? What's happening?
Mother!
Anyways, no, we're talking... We wasted too much bullshit on that before. Let's continue on. Skeletor, next agenda, please.
NECA reveals Conan the Barbarian action figure based on Arnold Schwarzenegger's likeness.
My thing about that is...
What?
I have actually seen the Conan the Barbarian movies, and I'm moderately excited for this figure. On one hand, I know he's going to have about 4 points of articulation, but on the other hand, he's Conan the motherfucking Barbarian.
Well, for me, I've already seen this. I've known about this figure since Comic-Con. It's the first time I've actually seen it painted. And, I'm excited for it. I might have it there as, like, a little desk piece, and I'll be like, Conan, what is good in life? what is best in life?
Who is your daddy and what does he do? Yeah, I'm sorry, that was horrible.
Ramses, you needed to put a cover sheet on those TPS reports. Crom! I forgot!
Crom!
What does that even mean?
It's his god or something. It's what he worships.
Crom!
Crom! That's a pretty metal name. Crom.
Crom.
I always thought it was like a type of biscuit.
Like, no.
Crom!
Crom?
Cram. In video game news, NECA reveals new Gears of War 2 figures.
I don't really care because I don't have an Xbox, nor have I played Gears of War. The designs look interesting, but I just don't care.
Same here.
I wonder if there's going to be another fuck. Go ahead.
Yes, there will be another fuck, actually.
Really?
Later tonight.
But not for you.
Like, later tonight, Sue will be handing out the hot stickings because of it.
In a cup!
Oh, Jesus.
You know, yeah. So, next on the agenda before.
Halo Series 6 Metal Edition in stores this month, including figures such as the Elite Shipmaster, the Rookie, and Oven Steel Recon.
Metal Edition. That's your call.
Does it come metal with edition. Double bass drums? Does it come with a skull on it?
I think one of them might actually come with a skull. Or was that the equipment edition?
Does it have a snake wrapped around it, though?
No.
Ah, fuck it, then.
You could probably stick it in the Elite's mouth and pretend it's four snakes.
It's Metal Edition. It's called Metal Edition.
I saw the rookie yesterday during my haul. Like, when I saw also Perceptor and the Insecticons, I saw the rookie there. And believe it or not, I saw five rookies, all five of them broken.
What?
Broken rookies.
Seriously, it was like all five of these toys, all of them broken. It's amazing. The new record.
Where were they broken?
Like in because the package, part, like with all the arm busts.
I've heard like things about rookies' hands snapping off or.
No, their arms like five. Come in. Oh, they're like 5 feet away from 5 feet away from its from like their legs. Hello. That was my sister, by the way. Say hi.
Hi, Ramses' sister.
What's up?
Anyways, does anybody else have any other opinions?
Well,
I hope that the ODST figure is not quite as crap as the first one, because I have the first one and it's crap.
Steamrolled. You steamrolled me, Skeletor.
Yes!
Dropped it on me!
Tokyo Tomare! The world!
Precisely what you
actually,
did
I
to
just
me!
Want to clarify.
Anyways, I don't have any of the Halo figures. But I'm planning to get one because they look interesting. I like the designs.
They're pretty good toys.
Hello.
The articulation.
I mean.
No, I like those better, actually.
As far as McFarlane figures go, they're probably the best in the whole dang line if you like articulation, because, well, all the other lines he's got are statues.
Good.
Well, not all of them are statues. Occasionally you get a figure with actual articulation, but more often than not, they just suck balls.
You know.
Articulation
can be something as simple as, I don't know, the head moving. Or it can move its arm up and down.
Exactly, that's the thing. Most McFarlane figures, yeah, they have articulation, but something really stupid like that, like a cut joint for the arm going. So it's not that hard to be the best articulated McFarlane figures, because all you got to do is actually put a joint on each fucking section.
Admittedly, while some of their figures suck, they didn't start out being, you know, entirely crap. The first series of Spawn figures was really good for the time period. I mean, they had joints in all the places you wanted. The Violator figure was fucking bendy. That's unlimited jointing. But,
I was gonna say, like that was like the greatest action figure of all.
It was amazing. You could never get him to stand up, but it was amazing. And then all of a sudden they're like, all right, now we have popularity. Let's start sculpting everything and tell the joints to go fuck themselves. Hooray!
Wouldn't sculpting everything cost
more,
though?
Articulation anyway?
I don't know. If what I hear is correct, the articulation isn't done stateside? I don't know. That's probably just me being entirely stupid, but...
What's better, G1 articulation or McFarlane articulation?
It depends on the figure. G1 had some pretty articulated figures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like the completely ripped off Jetfire mold.
Exactly. But it was still articulated.
Even then. Even then, that was a completely, that was a mold from a completely different line I'll start with.
Yeah, that's what I said. Ripped
well,
off.
Yeah. Anyways, so...
But half of the original G1 molds are complete from different lines. Like Omega Supreme from some... Fuck, that was my phone. I'll be back.
Next topic on the agenda! New images of Masters of the Universe Classic Scareglow! Comes with Grayskull Reliquary, Key to the Castle... Scythe that is actually a partisan, cape, and he fucking glows.
That's pretty hardcore. Glowing.
I saw a review. Oh, going on?
Yeah, I'm not really a He-Man fan.
Heresy!
I know, right? I wasn't old enough to watch it as a child, but it looks really fucking awesome. From what I can see. And you're telling me it lights up?
He glows in the motherfucking dark.
Holy shit, that is pretty fucking hardcore. If I had him on my shelf, and I woke up and saw him, I would piss my pants.
That's his whole shtick. He is a master of fear. As his bio points out, he can illuminate his skeleton to frighten his enemies. This is what Mattel is trying to emulate with making him a glow-in-the-dark figure.
Well, I believe it'll probably get the point across that he's fucking scary. The glow-in-the-dark thing.
I saw a review for him by Pixel Dan. I almost sold by it because a lot of things I was worrying about, he confirmed it. One of the problems that I saw was the cape. It's essentially the same cape that Hordak and Hero had, where it's not like this, well, it's not cloth, but the big old plastic one. But everything else seems to have worked perfectly. Now, there's one little detail that's really interesting. The scroll that he comes with, it comes inside with a key.
The key is inside of it?
Yeah.
Fuck yes!
And like, it's like one of those things where like they took little. It's one of the things. This is what I like a lot about the Masters of the Universe line, where they take so little care on things. And you can tell that the people who are doing it have a huge passion for it. So you see like little details like inside the scroll, it has the key. Has the key of Grayskull inside of it.
Very interesting. In order to get into the castle, you have to enlist the help of the mercenary. Very interesting.
Indeed. So, I'm buying it the next one because I kind of also want to buy the He-Man release because I missed out on that He-Man release.
I want them to re-release Beastman. I got Skeletor perfectly fine, and then Beastman was the next month, and I was like, hell yes, gay sex on my desk, and then bam, blue waiting screen. Bam, we're sold out. Bam, god damn you, Maddie.
Yes, Mattel does not want you to have your gay sex on your desk.
Fuck them!
Well, you could always have some other form of gay sex on your desk, I mean...
Yeah, but having Skeletor butt-rape my Gundam Mark II in Titans colors just doesn't work the same.
And Decade is too small. My Shinky just sits on his shoulders like she's his little nephew niece lady. Grievous is busy butt raping a clone. It's too hectic.
Well, you could have him rape a Shinky.
I only have the one!
So do I. That doesn't stop me. I mean, Decade right now is just mounting her. Like a beast.
I think I might have him take the... Yeah, attack Raido. Rape!
Am I the only person that does not have a toy sodomizing someone?
Yes. Yeah. What else do you do with toy? Thu, do you have anyone sodomizing anybody on your desk?
Yeah. It's a reindeer. I have a reindeer doing it with Barricade right now.
See? You're the only one, Ramses.
Yeah. Get out.
Aww.
Better yet, do it right now. Have someone butt rape someone else on your desk.
Yes. Anything but raping anything. I don't care. Just do it. Now.
Next item on the agenda while he sets up his butt rape, the list of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers toys, including a re-release of the Retrofire Dinozord and a release of the Zeo Megazord as a Retrofire. Good, bad, indifferent, what are your thoughts?
Retrofire? I'm happy about... they're getting released, but the Retrofire thing, I'm kind of worried that it'll have, like, wonky articulation, what with the one arm having an elbow, and one arm having a shoulder swivel, and one arm having a wrist swivel. I'm hoping they won't fuck that up, but, you know, it might happen.
It's Bandai of America. They will.
Yeah. They're just going to directly re-release. They're not going to retool it. Retooling is too expensive.
Still fine with me.
I'm telling you, though, what you need to do, you need to buy that fucker, cut him up, and stick Rebel Tech joints in him. They're cheap.
Yeah, but...
Well, they're cheap for me anyway.
Mr. Customizer awesome guy you are, Skeletor.
I'm not an awesome customizer. Don't even start with that.
I don't even have a Dremel on my desk.
You actually listened to the other podcast?
Yes, I listened to the other podcast.
So, Prime Guy, what do you think?
Why is this so hard to comprehend?
Of what?
Power Rangers!
Oh, from the, Yeah, sorry, I was playing with Dirge here. I mean, not Dirge, Thrust. Anyway, I don't know. Like I said last time, I'm not so interested in the Retrofires and stuff like that. I'm hoping that with re-airing, they'll actually release the Deluxe Swords again, because I kind of want them now, for some reason.
What if they did a Soul of Chogokin?
Yeah, Dio's cool, but... Oh,
if
boy.
If they did a Soul of Chogokin Megazord, I would come mounds. Not
here's,
rivers.
Actually,
mounds.
Here's an idea, though. Oh. Anyway, here's an idea for Retrofire. Ninjor. Fuck yeah, Marvin Martian in a robe.
Ninjor. That's a possibility. Any of the Ninjetti Zords would be cool.
I kind of like the Ninja Megazord. It gives off a Voltron vibe with the mouth hands and whatnot.
Yeah. You're right, I see it.
And also, it's a fucking ninja robot. A ninja robot.
Ninja robots always have awesome.
Ninja robot made out of animals with a fucking eagle on its back.
Yeah, I forgot about the Falcon Zord. I used to have that shit.
You
it had like
mess with that.
5 points of articulation, but it was fun.
It's a falcon. Where
flap,
would it
flap, 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 motherfucker, flap, 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 flam.
Articulation.
Actually,
left wing.
I was thinking about that
right
the other
wing.
I was...
Done.
Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, what articulation would a robot falcon have? Head, arms, I mean, wings.
Bird arms.
Bird.
And legs. That's it. wings, head, and legs. In fact, you don't even need the leg articulation.
Well, actually, there is a way to fix the leg. It could use one thing.
The fuck was that?
And if you've ever messed with the Deluxe Falcon Zord, what the hell was that? But,
Skeletor is burning alive.
No, I'm sorry. My fiance just came home and brought me two bags of cashew poppycock and a fucking gallon of Arnold Palmer.
What's Arnold Palmer?
Iced tea and lemonade.
Wow. Iced tea?
Aye.
I fucking love that shit.
There's my dance phone again.
Anyway, you were saying Power Rangers.
So, yeah, Power Rangers. Okay, so I guess this is my turn. So, my thing about Power Rangers is I saw the complete list. It looks pretty good. I like the list so far. I like the fact that they're re-releasing a lot of old things. The fact that they're going to bring a lot of the new, a lot of Zords into the, a lot of new Zords into the Retro Fire line. And, I hope they'll continue this. I will buy them. Because I have a lot of disposable income.
It's one of those. Here's your privacy policy.
And
I have a privacy policy from State Farm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
And yeah.
Privacy? State Farm? What?
They can hear us, by the way.
What? They're listening?
Yes, we can hear you.
Privacy policy?
Privacy policy.
Your privates policy?
Indeed.
Anyway, Power Rangers, keep going.
Penis.
Sue!
What?
Reptile dysfunction.
Do you care at all about Power Rangers, Sue?
No!
You started it.
All right, then. That's from the word of the man himself. So
the word
next
is
on the
no.
Agenda?
Next on the agenda, DVD release of Rise of Cobra and G.I. Joe Resolute, November 3rd.
I'm gonna be
buying
extremely
DVDs. Buying DVDs.
You will call me Commander.
I can rush to get it all over again.
What the hell? I'm sorry. I want you to be distracted. Anyways, me, I love the G.I. Joe movie. I'm not gonna lie to anyone.
And I liked it.
I'm gonna buy the Blu-ray. And, I get it, right? But the thing is, I wish G.I. Joe Resolute was also available on Blu-ray as well. That's the only problem I have with that. I just, like, I want to see that shit in high def. And woohoo! Free Cure! Girls! Little girls!
Little girls?
I like little girls, and I'm not going to deny it.
Okay.
Little girls are hot.
And that has been the Toy Podcast. Since we got the party van coming our way, we will adjourn quickly. Good night.
It's starting to get into FBI territory. I mean, I like lolis, but not real lolis. I'm a 2D guy, but that's another podcast. Completely different podcast.
Anyways, that's on the agenda before.
What?
What is next on the agenda?
Skeletor is, busy.
Oh, Lord. Well,
dead to the world.
I forgot I was muted. La 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 la. Okay. G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra, Wave 5, released at retail.
I am looking forward to finding some of the figures, if I can find any at all at my local Target. Is the motorcycle...
in
wave 5, or is that another wave?
That's another wave.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's coming next year.
I'd like to see what Wave 5 has to offer, see if I like anything, and if there is, I'll pick something up, maybe. One or two figures.
Play RO for a little while.
Does Wave 5 have that obvious Metal Gear Solid reference?
Right.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Metal Gear?
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear?
A security camera?
What was that noise?
You can see into my mind?
I told you it's useless.
Yeah.
I can read you like an open book.
Oh, God, Skeletor, you're pulling out the Psycho Mantis perfectly.
It doesn't help.
Press the action button to drop down.
Why?
So you like to play Castlevania.
Did you enjoy Eternal Darkness?
No, I deleted the save game.
So you like to play Super Mario Sunshine.
Animal Crossing? Aw, does your boyfriend play video games too?
Oh yeah, when I was playing it, it's like, you like playing Zelda Wind Waker, don't you?
You like to play Wind Waker, don't you?
You are a very methodical man. The type that always kicks his tires before he leaves.
Seriously, it's so... Skeletor, it's so spot on, it's kind of creepy. I'm beginning to think you're actually Psycho Mantis.
You're not supposed to spread that around.
Too late, we already did. Everybody already recorded. It's already been recorded.
Skeletor is Psycho Mantis. Expo 2009, including Professor Layton.
Oh my God, Professor Layton!
He'd better come with 12 motherfucking matchsticks.
I know he should, shouldn't he?
I wonder if the top hat's removable, and I can put it on other figures.
Yeah, I will definitely be picking up Layton.
And that
transformable Valkyrie. Oh man, I really can't wait to see how they'll pull off that transformable Valkyrie.
With Reveltech parts, it should be really fucking easy if they just parts-former it.
Yeah, but I don't know. It says perfect transformation. Perfect transformation usually implies no parts-forming at all. So I'm not really sure how they'll do it.
They're also announcing the Reveltech Alien based off of the H.R. Giger designs.
I'm getting those, hopefully.
Reveltech Penis Monster!
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you know John Davis has a Geiger mic stand?
I did not.
Pretty awesome looking.
Penises!
Anyways,
fucking corn Reveltechs.
What?
I should do Reveltechs of all of corn. Like a Fieldy, man. I want an action figure of Fieldy.
Okay, I can see that they did Reveltex of Detroit Metal City, but Korn?
Really?
Well, they're doing Alien Transformers.
He's amazing.
Alien Transformers.
You hear me?
I was about to say Alien Transformers.
You are officially badass.
Yes, Skeletor's fiance.
Evil-Lyn.
Evil-Lyn.
To get you on the next one for sure.
He says you need to be on the next one.
the big point for me is they announced also Reveltech Zoids.
Oh yes, Reveltech Zoids.
Yeah.
Personally, if they had the Genobreaker there, because that was like my favorite unit, like in the whole entire series, I'm buying that blindly. Like
no. I want to get the Reveltech Liger, because they will inevitably have a Liger, and then I need to get Reveltech Convoy and make Reveltech Leo Convoy.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Leo Convoy. Wait,
that's
can you just make a Leo
yeah,
Convoy now?
I remember seeing that. That was pretty cool.
that's actually the last item on our agenda. Let's just start ranting about shit and take the funny stuff out in post-production.
Okay.
Take the funny
you know
shit.
What sucks?
What do you put in the
Bandai Web Exclusives!
Tomashi Web Exclusives! You are the bane of the collector.
Yeah, Kiva Emperor, exclusive. Rising Ultimate Kuga, exclusive. All of Agito's other forms, exclusive.
The bike.
Exclusive. Why would they make the bike, of all things, an exclusive? Usually you would release the bike as a normal toy. What the fuck?
Because bikes don't sell, apparently.
I'm going to go play RO.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Bandai!
My theory is that...
You!
Guys, I just pulled off Blast Charge's head.
What?!
No!
It's okay. He's okay.
Good. We need him for the inevitable Shrinky Troll-in.
Shrinky Troll-in?
Wait, did your fiancé just say, Shrinky?
Maybe.
What?
Say it again!
No, don't. Oh, that's right, you can't hear them. Headphones, you fuck you guys!
What do they want?
Nothing. No! Let go of the headphones!
Say, Shrinky!
They want you to say, Shrinkies.
You know, this is gonna be the greatest episode of a show ever.
I thought you said it sucked.
Shinkies.
Can I talk to you? Are they all talking? Shinky. Buso Shinky is an action figure line by Konami of Japan, wherein they subcontract famous Japanese artists to create designs and then build figures off of their MMS body using those designs. The result is an interchangeable body system of females, usually underage, that can be mixed and matched to make various cool shit.
I'm totally getting those scroots tattooed on my back. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
In other news...
Where can I find people like her?
In other news, I have a bag of poppycock.
Is it
delicious?
If you order me,
yeah.
And buy me the ferret, I will totally post a picture of my tits.
What?
Do it! Do it, Skeletor! Buy her the ferret!
For my titties.
What? I'm the fucking doctor! What? How do you think I'm gonna afford Partio? No, get the fuck out of here! Go play Ragnarok!
They do.
No, I am not gonna tell them to buy you a pair the fucking ferret, Shinky, just for tits.
I will!
Too bad, we already heard.
No! Damn it! Not fucking microphone! This is why I like Ventrilo!
Hey, Skeletor, give me your address!
No!
I've got a shipment on HLJ for you!
No!
What?
Nothing! I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It's just like, I got nothing to contribute right now. And this is like.
Well, you're also watching Double, you lucky bastard.
Yeah.
It's done already! It's done. That's why I was like, ooh, pretty girls.
I could rant about Double.
How was Double?
Money!
Movie!
It was a continuation of the last episode.
Go figure!
And it was like, we get to see Luna trigger. And it's a homing bullet.
Hey, ruin the surprise!
And leg?
What's up?
Does he use a stretchy arm and leg?
No, it becomes a homing device for all the bullets that fire out.
Well, that's useful. Homing bullets.
And then we get to see also the third form of the motorcycle, which is like a water thing.
Oh.
And that's
What about the Skull Rider?
Nothing yet.
That's in the movie that comes out in December, and if I'm not mistaken, based on the hat, that's his former boss. Because if you look at his belt, he's only got one half of it. There's, like, no other USB port thing for the memory.
Also a hat.
And he has the hat.
Yes.
And the hat does not have a little notch in it. And since it's a prequel movie, my assumption is that it's his boss guy.
And poor Thu is completely lost.
I'm not even listening anymore.
Thu, just... Okay, fine. You know what? How about this, Thu? Pick a topic that you want to speak about. And we'll discuss about it.
No, I'm enjoying this, man. I'm quite happy just listening.
I hate leaving people out of the cold. That's why.
Especially when there are special guests for the week.
Yeah, especially when it's motherfucking Thu.
That's why it's like I don't want to leave the great almighty Thu out in the cold, because like his metal is gonna like. Cold is gonna be really cold, and whenever he strikes me with his cold metal arms, it's gonna be like really, really cold.
It's cold.
Oh yeah, Thu, do you play video games?
I used to before my fucking PlayStation blew up.
What?
Well, have you seen Brutal Legend?
Brutal Legends, no.
It's the one where Jack Black goes around killing people with an axe. That's shaped like a guitar.
What, really?
Yes.
What format is that on?
It's going to be PS3, triple 60, and yeah.
I have to buy all of those.
Don't forget, Ozzy Osbourne is like your merchant.
Yeah, he has an axe and a flying.
What are you buying? Is Dio in it?
I don't know if Ronnie James Dio is in it.
Ronnie James, because Ozzy Osbourne's in the game, Dio just said, fuck that shit, and he left, and now he's replaced by Tim Curry.
Whoa. That's a hell of a switch there.
I'm not kidding you, that's what happened. They're like, literally, it's like, Ronnie James Dio saw it, like, you got Ozzy Osbourne? Fuck that bullshit, and he left the game, and now it's like Tim Curry took over his role, and I'm like, okay.
So, we have Dio Curry.
Yes, it's Dio Curry.
This is like a horrible JoJo villain. It's great.
Dio Curry. What does his stand be?
Hashish.
No, it's like the sweet transvestite from Transylvania.
Yes! His stand is sweet transvestite.
Oh, God.
And Thu, yet again, does not know what we're talking about, unfortunately.
What's a stand?
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, man. It's amazingly crazy fabulous.
Yes, where... It's...
It's one of those Japanese... It's one of them Japanese cartoons. Where they have like the big eyes, small mouth, and they make weird noises whenever they talk, like
You say Ugu one more time, I kick you from this fucking chat.
Fine. And then yeah.
They have psychic body doubles that they control like puppets, and each one of their doubles is named after a different musical in joke. Like one is Oingo and his brother is Boingo.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's horrible. The main bad guy is Dio Brando, after Ronnie James Dio and Marlon Brando. It's nuts.
It sounds like a lot of fun, though, I'm sure.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is. You know what? Thu, I respect you more because, like, you're not in that loop.
Hey, what the hell? What are you trying to say here, huh?
I'm trying to say that he's pure.
Uh-huh.
I'm pure?
Yes.
It feels good to be pure. But it also... I don't understand most of this podcast.
I think that was like the number one thing that people complained. They don't know what the hell is happening.
I don't think we should even have a direction anymore, honestly.
Yeah, screw directions. Let's kick caution to the wind and let's just do it.
Next topic. desks do you organize them?
To the curb.
Yes, I have an in file. I have an in file and an out file. I don't know what your, I don't know what you guys with your, with your pig like.
I have a pile of shit in the middle of my desk. Broken pieces, arm joints, vests, clipped bits of plastic. There's a USB drive. I think it's a 4 gig silver Sharpie. And then I've got my figure standing around like it's some sort of solemn graveyard.
I vacuumed up my favorite USB stick the other week. It was awful.
What?
I was cleaning and it got sucked into the vacuum. It was just, it was the worst moment of my life.
What was on it?
Well, nothing, but it was useful.
No.
It's gone now, so I have to use the shit ones. I've got this fucking 100 meg one now.
Oh, that's
such a boring thing to talk about, but it's true and it's awful, and it happened to me.
Oh my god, how can you even live with 100 megs?
I can't. Just fucking kill me.
Sue, you know what you replace it with?
What?
The Ravage.
The Ravage?
You know,
the device label Ravage.
The device label Ravage.
Yeah,
just
oh.
Just for the sheer novelty of it.
Hey, it sure would be nice if somebody sent one of those to me.
Yes, it sure would. And then you get like 3 of them in the mail.
You can repaint them. Repaint one into glim.
You'd have to paint one into
do a shattered glass one.
Yes, OMG guys. Like, I'm totally over here. 1 gig.
Like, hi, I'm waving in that.
I'm in your computer taking your data.
Repaint one into Cheetor.
Ugh.
No.
I don't know why. Just do it.
Repaint one into Hooligan.
Zebra Stripes.
Yeah, I'm not that big of a trans fag, so no idea what you're talking about.
You had to be there in part one, man.
Yeah.
It's a part one thing, you wouldn't get it.
You're not part of the cool people club.
That's a lot of snot.
What's up with the moaning? Why were you moaning?
I'm on E.
Fapping or something.
If anyone would be fapping, it would be Skeletor.
I'm actually not fapping right now, amazingly.
Amazingly.
I can be if you want me to. I mean, I'll whip it out.
No.
I think this show's gone to shit anyways.
Yeah, let's stop here.
No, I was gonna say let's end on this note. Since this show's gone to shit, let's just have a dick measuring contest and be over with it. Good night, everybody.
I'm sorry, Sue. I'm sorry for ruining your podcast, Sue.
My podcast? I didn't do anything.
Your podcast episode.
You were the fucking
in which
king
you
of
were
podcast.
The star.
I was the big draw, and I didn't do anything.
You've done nothing.
You did everything.
I'm Devastator. I didn't do anything.
You have balls of steel.
Balls of steel. And
I
you're $100.
That's gotta count for something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still cool, right?
Yeah.
You're part long haul, man.
I was fucking useless.
I know exactly which part long haul is.
The foot?
The beard! Fuck that whole mix master, my mixer turns into your face thing. Long haul is your beard, your face turns into your foot.
What the hell was that? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
What? So, Ramses, how is this going to work, anyways? Just put the raw and then put an edited version up?
We're still recording, by the way.
No, first thing that's going to go up is the edited version. Obviously.
How the hell are you going to edit this?
Why don't we just upload the raw version and tell people, this is not the final version. This is not what you're going to be hearing on Friday. But if you want to listen, feel free to waste 4 hours of your life just listening to us, bitch.
No, because here's the thing. The second take
Nate's
stepping
on lines.
The thing is, the second part that we did, I think that's surprisingly enough, ended up being good enough for us to use. Sure, I'm still gonna edit out a few things here and there.
This thing's gonna be edited to fuck and back.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Ramses, I'd like to get.
What?
You guys get medieval on someone?
He's been abducted.
Dongs!
This is what you get for saying Candle Guy!
Mattel!
He returns to us!
But Mattel Jack!
Anyways, as I was saying before my microphone momentarily died, I'd like to be on this podcast again if you'd let me.
I'll let your mom.
That's a community thing, really. Because I have no power over the decisions.
Yeah, we post list the toy vote.
It's like there's the thing. There's a group
of
people.
I'd like to be back, but I think you're pissed off enough at me, so.
How are we pissed at you? You're like self-deprecating yourself into a hole.
I don't know.
Maybe that's why we're pissed at him.
What the hell is going on in the IRC? Something about a bacon weave cheese roll-up.
I've made one of those.
You weave bacon into a mat, and then you roll it over cheese, cook it, and
no,
eat it.
No, you put cheese inside of it.
In the bacon?
Yes, in the bacon.
What, you have like a little a syringe and you inject it with cheese?
No, I mean you wrap the bacon around the cheese.
That's what I said! You make a bacon mat, you roll it over cheese, you bake it. Mmm!
That's not rolled over cheese, that's...
Around, whatever.
Yes!
The third implies the same action.
If it was rolled in cheese, it would be cheese with a bacony center, which would also be delicious. But
I didn't say rolled in cheese, I said rolled over the cheese.
Whatever.
Fuck this grammar. Delicious. This language sucks.
Stop,
CK. I take offense to that. You know what? I'm gonna make a file complaint to all you people. I'm gonna sage bomb this thread.
Complaint? I told you it's useless.
Oh god, he's going Psycho Mantis on us.
I say we stop here. Have a good day, everybody!
I thought we were stopped already!
No, we're still recording!
Oh god!
Yeah!
And that about wraps it up for another episode of the Toy Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, complaints, or anything else you'd like to contribute, please give us an email at toypodcast@gmail.com. I am Ramses Rivera, and I'll hopefully see you all soon next episode.